What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, for our Central Valley Health Monthly Chat, we have Kim Lee. She is the Director of Nursing at Central Valley Health. And Kim, welcome back to our show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. And, the dreaded back to school, we're starting to see it now in stores. But what does this mean for Central Valley Health and for these kids, these school age kids that are getting ready for back to school? Does Central Valley Health District provide anything for that?
Yes. Yeah, so Central Valley Health Department provides a variety of services. We go into the schools and provide various services like school screenings. We do school nursing and we do education with growth and development. And then we do flu shots and whatever else is requested at the schools. The nurses go in there to provide the services. We also provide immunizations and sports physicals specifically for school age kids to prepare them for back to school.
Okay. And of course, we know those immunizations extremely important, required by public schools. And why are they important, Kim?
Immunizations are the single most important way to protect your child from disease. They help keep the people around you safe and healthy, and they protect the entire community. They're safe, they're tested to ensure that they're effective for your children to receive at recommended ages.
So let's break that down. There may be some new students, new parents sending their kids to school this fall. What are some of the immunizations required for our students?
Right. So there are a variety of immunizations recommended from birth through adulthood, and it's important to follow the immunization schedule that is developed by the CDC and the ACIP and AAP. So for seventh grade entry, one dose of DTaP is recommended and one dose of Manatra or MCV meningococcal vaccine for seventh grade entry. Those are required for school. Also for 11th grade, the second dose of that meningococcal MCV4 vaccine is required. So then there's recommended vaccines at 7th and 11th grade as well, which would include the HPV vaccine, COVID vaccine, and then when they get to 11th grade, the MenB vaccine, which is the other part of the meningitis vaccine. For kindergarten too, for entry, they have to have completed all their vaccines. And the last ones they need before going to school in kindergarten is their MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, and rubella, and the varicella for chickenpox, and then their polio and their DTaP.
Okay, Kim, you did say too that there is this schedule that parents should be following with their students. Why is it important to maintain that schedule and stay on that?
Staying on schedule protects your child. The timing and spacing immunizations are set to work with a child's immune system at specific ages and times. So staying on the schedule is a requirement. And so schools and sports teams require proof of immunizations in order for your child to participate. Keeping up with their shots can help make sure that they don't miss out on any sports or activities.
Again, Kim Lee, the Director of Nursing at Central Valley Health District, joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, talking about back to school, immunizations, and sports physicals. Again, two key requirements when it comes to back to school. And Kim, we'll talk about those sports physicals coming up here. But first, what opportunities does Central Valley Health District provide in the way of immunizations this summer as we gear up for back to school?
So we offer them here at our office so they can call and make an appointment to get their kids in, or we're doing some drive-through clinics right now as well, starting this Thursday at the Civic Center. We have the sign up online on our website, and we're going every Thursday through the first week in August for that. So it's quick, it's easy. The parents fill it out and the child just has to show up to get their immunizations done. We do require appointments for that so we can look up their immunizations ahead of time to make sure we get all the immunizations in that they need. So if they want to participate in our drive-through clinics, just visit our website and sign up for a day and a time for that.
And that's Central Valley Health .org. They can call the office too, Kim, right? 252-8130.
Absolutely.
Okay, so do that ahead of time. Get signed up, get registered for that, for the drive-through immunization clinics. Again, every Thursday through the first week in August at the Civic Center. Now, Kim, we can move on to the sports physical. Again, this is something for athletes that are going to be participating in a fall or spring sport coming up this year, right?
Yes. So any athlete playing in a school-sanctioned sport in North Dakota needs a physical on an annual basis in order to participate. sports physicals ensure athletes are physically able to participate in a sport safely.
Okay, and how about opportunities for that through Central Valley Health? No drive-through sports physicals, I'm sure.
No, but we do offer them here at our office, and we have extended it out to our rural areas this year as well. So Carrington, Valley City, Gackle, and Montpelier. So if they just need to call our office to make an appointment for that.
And what does the appointment include? Does anybody have to bring anything with them, Kim, for those appointments?
Yes, so there is paperwork that they do have to fill out for that. It is on our website. They can print it out and fill it out and have it done ahead of time. It's a one-on-one health history screening and a physical exam by our nurse practitioners here. We also review their immunizations while they're here. So if they're up to date, then they're good to go. But if they're requiring some and need some or they're behind, then we'll get them up to date while they're here.
Yeah. So two key things when it comes to back to school immunizations and sports physicals. And there is a cost too, Kim. We should mention that when it comes to getting a sports physical.
Yeah. So it's $60 at the time of the service, but we do offer some discounts and they're available and it's available based on their income and family size. So if they're looking for the discount, they'll just have to fill out a little form about that as well.
All right. Very good. And again, making appointments for immunizations or sports physicals, 252-8130. Kim, they can also connect Central Valley Health. You have social media, you have website, you have that phone number. They can reach out anyway, right?
Absolutely.
CentralValleyHealth.org, that website. And Kim, we appreciate it. Again, back to school. Contact Central Valley Health if you have any questions. And Kim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Warren.